Hello and welcome to Legal Lad's Quick and Dirty Tips for More Lawful Life. I'm your host, Adam Friedman. Today's topic, Constitution 101, Search and Seizure. And now, your daily dose of legalese. This podcast does not create an attorney-client relationship with any listener. In other words, although I am a lawyer, I'm not your lawyer. In fact, we barely know each other. If you need personalized legal advice, contact an attorney in your community. This is the 14th installment of a new series on the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. For more on the Constitution, you can check out my earlier episodes on the Legal Ad Constitution page at quickanddirtytips.com, as well as my new book, The Naked Constitution, What the Founders Said and Why It Matters. Before I get into the details, I wanted to let you know that this podcast is brought to you by Pro Flowers. Now, you may have somebody special in your life, but with her friends, maybe, as we lawyers say, the jury is still out. You know her friends are going to ask, so, what did he get you for Valentine's Day? Well, here's your chance to impress your woman and her friends. Send her flowers from Pro Flowers. You can get 1 dozen romantic rainbow roses and a free glass vase from my friends at Pro Flowers for just $19.99. And for my listeners, you can double the number of roses for just $9.99 more. You just need my code, LEGAL, when you place your order. Pro Flowers is great. It was recently awarded the highest customer satisfaction with online flower retailers by J.D. Power & Associates. I've used it, and I am one of those satisfied customers. The flowers came just when they said, they looked great, and they smelled absolutely terrific. So, here's the only way for you to get this amazing Valentine's Day deal. Call 1-800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention LEGAL, or go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner, and type in LEGAL. That's proflowers.com, click on the microphone, and type in LEGAL. Order today for Valentine's Day. And now, back to the Constitution. Anyone who watches TV knows that if the police come to search your house, the first thing you're supposed to ask is, where's your warrant? A warrant is a court order authorizing a search, and the reason why we and Hollywood screenwriters have come to expect them is the Fourth Amendment. This vital provision states, quote, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Generally speaking, the Fourth Amendment means that neither federal nor state officials can search you, your clothing, your bags, your house, your car, and so on, unless they have a search warrant supported by probable cause. The amendment was motivated by America's experiences with the so-called writs of assistance, or general warrants, issued by the British Crown. These writs granted general search powers to British colonial officials, who could then search virtually any home they liked for any reason. Although the framers of the Constitution felt very strongly about search warrants, the Fourth Amendment does not outline what the consequences are when the government conducts warrantless searches. In the 1914 case of Weeks v. United States, the Supreme Court held that federal prosecutors could not introduce illegally obtained evidence in court. This rule, now known as the Exclusionary Rule, was applied to state courts in the 1961 decision of Mapp v. Ohio. As important as the Fourth Amendment is, the warrant requirement is riddled with exceptions. Consent, for example. A person who consents to a police search generally cannot complain after the fact that the police lacked a warrant. There is also a plain view exception. The police can examine items that are in plain view without a warrant, but they still need probable cause that the items are contraband or otherwise relevant to a police investigation. There is also a catch-all special needs exception, which has been used to uphold airport luggage screening as well as random airport searches, highway sobriety checkpoints, border patrol checkpoints, and student searches in school, a topic I addressed in an earlier podcast on strip searches in schools. This doctrine comes from the Supreme Court's 1985 decision in New Jersey versus TLO, in which the court recognized that there are certain exceptional circumstances beyond the need for normal law enforcement that make the warrant and probable cause requirement impractical. Courts have held that airport searches fall into the special needs exception. That's why the TSA doesn't need a warrant to go through your luggage. but such searches are still subject to the Fourth Amendment's requirement that searches be reasonable, and this has generated litigation regarding the TSA's more intrusive search methods, such as backscatter technology, as I described in an earlier episode on the new airport searches. In 2006, for example, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals held that airport searches must be minimally intrusive, and that officials may only resort to more invasive methods after an initial screening has indicated some cause for concern. So far, however, challenges to the TSA's screening techniques have not been successful. In October 2012, the Supreme Court refused to consider a challenge to the new airport scanner machines brought by Jonathan Corbett, who runs the TSA Out of Our Pants blog. Now that would have been an interesting case. Thank you for listening to Legal Lads, Quick and Dirty Tips for a More Lawful Life. Thanks again to our sponsor this week, Pro Flowers. Don't forget to go to 800-PRO-FLOWERS and mention legal, or go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone, and type in legal to get your special offer. And one more thing. If you've ever struggled with a conversation or wished you were better at persuasion, check out Smart Talk, the public speaker's guide to success in every situation. A new release from my fellow QDT host, Lisa B. Marshall, a.k.a. The Public Speaker. It's no ordinary book. It's a Swiss Army knife of communications for personal and professional success. Learn about it in three ways. Take the challenge for a chance to win an iPod Mini. Test your communication IQ, or get Smart Talk tips sent directly to your phone. To find out more, visit smarttalksuccess.com. You can send questions and comments to legal@quickanddirtytips.com. Please note that doing so will not create an attorney-client relationship and will be used for the purposes of this podcast only.